Hello, it's Joseph Tame here in Tokyo of TameGoesWild.com and Japan Pod Show and the Daily Mumble. And I'm just walking home from the office. Thankfully, it's just stopped raining. Anyway, today during my lunch break, I was listening to the Guardian Tech Weekly podcast, and they had an article on there about literacy and the use of the internet and mobile devices, and pointing out something which I'd never really thought about before, and that is that thanks to the internet and Facebook and things like that, children are more literate than ever. They are writing a lot more than they have ever done in the past, because of course using Messenger and things like that, you know, it's fun, it's communicating with your friends and things like that. And so technology and the growth of social media is actually incredibly a really positive thing for literacy. Now, of course, people are not writing long paragraphs or great compositions, and but despite this, what a study carried out by one professor comparing mistakes, the number of mistakes in language between 100 years ago and now, actually it hasn't changed. People are not making more mistakes now than they did 100 years ago. So although we're using shorter sentences and things like that, when it comes to longer writing, children aren't making more mistakes. And the other thing that I was just writing about on my blog, The Daily Mumble, it was what was I writing about? Oh yes, speech. Because I'm producing podcasts, when obviously I'm listening to quite a lot of interviews and paying close attention to them, and it is extraordinary how many mistakes we make in speech, grammatical mistakes. And of course, I mean, I was aware of this to a certain extent, having studied Japanese language and teaching English, and students often say, oh, but that's grammatically wrong. And I say, well, it may be, but that's what we say. So the rules seem to be becoming less and less important. But some of my interviews, it's incredible. If you were to write down what was said, you would not get more than five words before a grammatical mistake or an er or an but it's perfectly understandable. So it's not necessarily wrong. And I like that. I like that it's only someone's opinion that it's a mistake. And if we use it, and if it communicates the meaning, then there's nothing wrong with it at all. I wonder how many mistakes I've made in the past 3 minutes and 15 seconds whilst recording this. Anyway, those are my thoughts about language on the way home tonight. I've nearly arrived at the subway station, so I'm going to upload this before I get on my train. So see you at tamegoeswild.com or pokya.jp, P-O-K-Y-A.jp. Bye-bye.